You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Just your predictable start to the season for West Ham. Wins at Arsenal and Liverpool. Losses against Leicester and Bournemouth at home. Is it too simplistic, Lee, to suggest that their style of play suits them playing away to big teams and not home against weaker teams?
No, not at all. That's exactly what it is. And I think it's fairly stark, isn't it? That, you know, you keep saying this. The least you expect of a football and a football team is that they can set up and do what the manager tells them in a defensive formation. So if you set up with five at the back and four in midfield, say, or whichever way you want to do it, so you've got, you know, two wing backs who barely get forward and you make it very hard for the team to hit you, but you've got quality on the break and you're efficient, like West Ham obviously have been at Arsenal and Liverpool, and Palace are going to be this season as well, then it's going to be a lot easier. It's much harder to make the game at home because you haven't got that ability to break out. The other team's sitting back, so how do you open them up? And I think Newcastle might give West Ham a bit of a dose of their own medicine here, because Newcastle, they seem better when they're down to 10 men, to be fair. You know, when McLaren can set them up to say, right, do not do anything other than just defend. If we get a break, great, go on it, but get back into position straight away. It's a bit like kind of rugby league, isn't it? You know, you get back into position immediately and then we start again. And I think Newcastle will go there and at least get a point. I can't be having West Ham at 5-4. I don't think Newcastle are big enough at 12-5. So 21-10, the draw for me is it's a nice bet, that one. I like that.
Your man, by the way, Alexander Mitrovic, everyone's favourite madman.
Scored in the international break.
He did. Can't play now, for Serbia. He's not playing. He's suspended in this game. So they might have to play with 11 for a while, Newcastle,
yes,
in this match.
Yeah, that's going to be a problem for him. Yeah.
By the way, managers Derek, Slaven Bilic and Steve McLaren have met before in the Euro 2008 qualifiers.
It was the umbrella game, wasn't it?
Yeah. I thought you met in that club in the Czech Republic that time. McLaren didn't come off any better.
That's not in any of the papers, is it? I've been looking at the papers today. There's no mention of that. I wonder whether they've forgotten it or they're saving it till tomorrow. It's a good point, that.
Croatia.
Dave Pelder embargoed it.
There you go. Bilic's Croatia. They beat McLaren's England home and away in those qualifiers in 2008. So he's got a couple over him already, Bilic.
Yeah. Well, it could well happen again, but this game is impossible to call. It really is. You know, whenever I look at a Premier League match, my first instinct is to have a bet on the outright, and then I'll get a shape of how I think it's going to go, and then I'll go in deep and have a little look at the specials surrounding a game. I'm not going to have a bet on the outright here because I simply haven't got a clue. You know, I think West Ham are a little bit short, but Newcastle are not a team you want to back away from home, really, unless it's majorly big prices. Mm. Now, instinctively, I thought, yeah, there could be goals in this, but your odds compilers are well on top of it. Both teams to score, yes, only 4-6. Very, very short, that. But as a player, I think there's a shade of value in this. You know, when they're both teams to score and under or over 2.5 goals. Well, both teams to score, if you put no and under 2.5 goals, now, if both teams don't score, the chances are it will be under 2.5 goals anyway. Mm. 11-8, I think that's a shade of value. I think that's a big price.
Yeah, you can't say 3-0, can you?
No, exactly. That's the bet I'm going to have here. Because I can't find a bet in the outright.
Mm. And if you are looking at the total goals markets, under 2.5 is 10-11, over 2.5, 10-11 in that game as well. Newcastle, by the way, Derek, you mentioned that away form. They've only picked up 2 points away from home in their last 9 away matches, so they have been dismal on the road recently.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.